Global Exchange was founded in 1988 with an ambitious goal.
We're not trying to create an institution. We're trying to build a movement, making a difference in the world.
Kirstein Mahler, a co-founder of Global Exchange, is now its executive director.
Our job is to be an activist human rights organization. We want to bring together people, empower them, and inspire them to engage in an internationalist movement.
Global Exchange grew out of a visit to Haiti that Mahler took with Kevin Danaher and his wife, Medea Benjamin. They were all members of Food First. The activist organization supports the idea of growing food to feed local populations rather than for export markets. Like Food First, Global Exchange is a frequent and fierce critic of U.S. foreign, military, and trade policies. As they traveled around Haiti, Mahler, Danaher, and Benjamin took note of the beautiful artwork and crafts. They thought if they could sell that art in the United States, they could use the profits to support human rights campaigns in Haiti. Then, Mahler says, they decided they could do even more, link all the groups around the world working for social and economic justice under one banner. Global Exchange.
Global Exchange creates toolkits for people to do things. We encourage people to do things. We're happy when people take things and do it on their own. It was really a way to create engagement. That's what we were trying to do. And I think that's what we're still trying to do.
Global Exchange's slogan is resist injustice, build alternatives, take action. An important way they do that, Kevin Danaher says, is to promote the concept of fair trade. It's a market-based approach to development assistance. It works with local farmers and artisans to help them get a higher price for the crops and products they export to the developed world. It also supports stricter labor and environmental standards.
We have fair trade stores where we sell products that are made by a handicapped group in Kenya, or a women's group in El Salvador, a peasant group in Indonesia. These are people that don't want charity. They just want to market for their products. They want to earn their way out of poverty. It has more dignity. So we provide an outlet, and because we're a nonprofit, we can give them the profits. We can pass it on.
Many of those fair trade products are featured at the Green Festival that Global Exchange co-sponsors each year in San Francisco. Executive producer Kevin Danaher calls it a matchmaking experience where certified green entrepreneurs and vendors, nonprofit organizations, speakers, and activists come together to promote a green economy, which Danaher says is already growing at a rapid rate.
The concept of let's do business in a way where, yeah, we get our salary, but we don't screw other people and we don't screw Mother Nature. And that model, that triple bottom line model of social justice, environmental restoration, not just conservation because we've done so much damage, and then financial sustainability, all linked so that they're strengthening each other. They shouldn't be like reservoirs where you have to take away from one to do the other. They should strengthen each other. And once you get that business model right, which these people at this show are doing, you're in a different rule book then. That's a tipping point. You're into a different system.
The founders of Global Exchange also believe in the value of experiencing something firsthand to gain a better understanding of the problems facing other cultures. So for 20 years, Global Exchange has been taking Americans on reality tours to now more than 30 countries, including Vietnam, Cuba, Venezuela, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Kenya. Kirstein Mahler says that participants have a chance to meet with local activists as well as learn about the country's history, culture, and politics.
We have a really great reality tour program which sends people on these 10-day trips to other countries where they make that heart connection to another people, which will make them lifelong activists. Once you've been on a trip and you've fallen in love with a family in another country, you're not going to let our government bomb that country.
Global Exchange's reality tours, fair trade stores, and green festivals pay for themselves. But the nonprofit group also brings in more than $1 million each year from fundraising. The money helps it conduct its many social action campaigns, from slowing climate change and opposing wars to fighting inhumane labor conditions and building a green economy. Kirstein Mahler says The activists in Global Exchange's movement do not harbor any illusions that success will be easy.
We're not going to win economic justice, peace, social justice in our lifetimes, but we have to, if we're not doing it, it definitely won't happen. You have to keep doing it, and you have to make it fun and accessible for people, or people will just give up.
For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.